علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. In this particular book, that is a collection of various statements and letters and sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there are some treasures and jewels that can really transform a person's life, and especially in the issue of management, which is a very critical issue, especially in the affairs of today, where the more powerful the system of management in terms of its organization is, the greater the outcomes and the more efficient the work of that system. And as such, we need to prepare ourselves well with leadership qualities, especially we as Muslims and followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We spoke about a few factors that can lead to better management in the previous session, and one of those was the fact that a person needs to clarify their intentions when they are, taking up such roles. But there are certain issues that in generally are a priority in a system of management or in a government system, inshallah, that we shall discuss about today in this session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we will focus a bit on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is a letter he wrote to Malik Ashtar, who he appointed as the governor of Egypt at that time. And this is one of the most profound pieces of work in terms of politics, in terms of governance, and in the history of the world, basically, and in the history of politics. This is a charter that is so elaborate and so, you can say, articulate, that it can be even usable today in all its aspects. And that only shows the dynamics of Islamic thought and Islamic culture. And of course, at the epitome of this, the very personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his depth of understanding of the whole issue of governance. Today we will discuss a little bit about the four main priorities that are there in the governance, especially when you talk about governing a society or a government, like a state. We talk about governing countries or states. This is more relevant to that. Inshallah, we shall discuss about that today. So one of the things is that one of the priorities that a person needs to keep in mind in such systems is that they need to collect tax. Now, why is this the case? This is because the very running of affairs of a government requires some kind of income. Not only that, but also the people have to recognize the fact that they have to be involved in the running of affairs of the country, in the sense that they need to contribute whatever they can towards the progress of the society. That is, that's besides the point, but I want to just focus mostly on what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying. So the first priority he's saying for a government is that they should have a system of collecting tax. He says, jibayata kharajiha. They should be able to collect tax to be able to run the affairs of the country.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Now, that was the first point that we mentioned, that one of the important roles that a government needs to play is to extract or to collect tax from the people so that they can run the affairs of the government. Second, wajihada aduwiha. So the first aspect is running the affairs properly to be able to smoothly execute the affairs of the governance, which needs money, which needs wealth. Secondly, is that you need to be able to fight against the enemies of this particular government. The internal strength of the government is in its running of its affairs, and that happens through the expenses that the person needs to give to different areas of the government. That's the first part. The second one is that it needs to protect itself from external influence. And this external influence can be harmful sometimes. Sometimes it's good influence that a person can benefit from. But sometimes the benefit, there is no benefit, rather there is harm, there is destruction, there is jealousy, there is the other society wants to overwhelm your society, wants to deteriorate your culture, wants to exploit your country. In such a situation, the government needs to be able to take steps to protect itself and to fight against the enemy. The third thing he says is that you need to do what we call istislaha ahliha, to correct the affairs of the people, correcting their affairs, their spiritual, their material, and their state of affairs in general has to be done. And the last one he says, wa imarata biladiha, and to build and the infrastructure of the place. Inshallah, we shall discuss about these four aspects in depth in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هو
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه